I guess you could say maybe my husband and I kind of peaked in high school, like really popular. He was on the football team. I was a cheerleader. But right after high school, our lives became very interesting because I was pregnant and we got married. And like right after high school, this happened. So it was complicated, but we're super happy. I mean, you know, we love our family and we managed to put ourselves through school while being parents. And like that can't happen without a lot of support. We have 8 and 10-year-old sons who are awesome and they're doing great. And my parents and my mother-in-law both took turns watching the boys to like help out and make our lives happen because we were working and going to school.
Yes.
But like, don't grandmas like to spend time with their grandkids? That's what I thought. That's what they conveyed. And we didn't ask them to do this on both sides. My parents and my mother-in-law, they volunteered, but they wanted to do this. I mean, it was amazing. And I can't even tell you how grateful I am to my parents and to my mother-in-law for that. Like, it was a big deal.
Okay, I'm seeing where this is going. What did she do to upset you?
You know, the holidays were pretty recent. And this year, my mother-in-law gave each of her grandsons a card that outlines all the things that she bought and did for them this past year and said, "You're welcome."
Little boys.
Yeah, 8 and 10.
Remember this summer when Grammy brought you to Dairy Queen and you got 2 dilly bars? You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Merry Christmas.
I feel like she's been keeping a little notebook of every single thing. And you wanted some bubble gum from the bubble gum machine, and I got that for you at the grocery store. Like that kind of stuff.
Well, did you want a big lavish gift at Christmas? Is that the expectation?
No. Honestly, I mean, you know, the boys each got her something, of course, and it wasn't super elaborate. They're kids, but something from her just to say Merry Christmas. It didn't have to be lavish. It could have been a Hot Wheels car or something. Just something.
Right.
Something for them to open.
So you can imagine how that went over with them.
Well, what did she do for you?
It was my birthday last week, and I got a similar card. She literally added up the babysitting hours, the meals that she made. She gave us some hand-me-down stuff like furniture that she replaced kind of thing and assigned it all a cash value in this card.
No.
And by her estimate, I had received over the past year $6,000 worth of gifts from her. And she totaled that up and said, "You're welcome."
Oh, wow. She just likes throwing. I mean, that's condescending. $6,000 and you're welcome.
Keeping just tabs on that. Like, don't do something if you don't want to.
Exactly. That's how my family is, too. Like, you do these sorts of things because you want to. And you're not keeping a tab. Am I supposed to write her a check for $6,000? We call it even? I don't even know.
Yeah.
And for the old couch.
It seems like really passive aggressive. And like, honestly, her doing it to me, I feel like is separate in my mind from my sons, like her grandkids being so like awful and passive aggressive like that. I don't know. I mean, I talked about it with my mom, just like venting. And my mom is now retired and offered to watch the boys full time. But I feel like, is that too petty to take my mother-in-law's grandkids away from her because she's being awful? I don't know.
Oh, so you're thinking about taking the kids full-time away and giving them to your mom, saying, "You know what? You've done so much for us. We're sorry for abusing that. Now my mom's going to watch the kids."
Exactly. And I thought about rounding up the furniture and the other hand-me-downs that she gave us and just putting them back on her porch, like leaving them on her porch.
Oh, that's the ultimate middle finger.
Yeah, that's starting a war with your mother-in-law.
I know. Like, can you feel why it would be so tempting? I mean, how do you explain to an 8 and 10-year-old, how do you explain that to them?
Yeah.
I know, but your husband has to have an opinion on this matter because now you're starting a war with his mom.
I know, and he is not into confrontation, let's put it that way. So he would rather just let it slide. And I just feel like it's too hurtful. Like, there's obviously something going on her side. She seems really resentful.
I don't know if we love the idea of pulling kids away from your mother-in-law and assigning them to your mother full-time and giving stuff back to her. I don't know if people are going to support this. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll say, you know what? Clearly it means too much to her if she's keeping tabs. Susan's in St. Paul. You say do not just take your kids away from the mother-in-law and give them to your mom. What do?
No. You let it go for this year. Don't accept any of her little stuff that, you know, just say, "No, thank you. We don't need it." Support yourself throughout the year and see if she does it again next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can't take the kids away. I mean, as people get older, you know, she probably feels like she's doing a lot still. And is she doing, her family doing anything for the mother-in-law throughout the year.
But to give your grandkids a card at Christmas and go, here's all the stuff Grammy did for you, and
it's
you're
definitely
welcome.
Wrong. Mm-hmm. Definitely wrong. But just wait and see if it happens again, you know, and if it does, then I would bring it up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Thank you,
whole
Susan.
Year.
Yeah, wait a whole year, huh? Okay. Well, Josh is in Burnsville, and you're going through something similar. What is it?
Yeah, it's a situation where we've definitely come to learn that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a childhood friend, if it's a coworker, if it's a family member, a toxic person is a toxic person. And I do agree with the previous caller that you probably don't need to cut them out of your, you know, kids' life completely, but it's absolutely time for, you know, she involved the kids directly in it. So it's definitely time for a teaching moment for the kids to be able to say, you know, it's not okay for you to do this to someone else, and it's not okay for someone else to do this to you.
Yeah. Now, Josh, how is this affecting you personally? What are you doing?
Well, we kind of have this same situation where we have to set boundaries with the mother-in-law, and it has meant not taking the kids over there. You know, my fiance and I not taking the kids over there as often anymore. You know, not jumping to help out when they need help with yard work and things like that, but it is something that she absolutely has the right to talk to the mother-in-law about and say, hey, it's not okay that you did this, and it's not okay that you involved the kids. The kids had nothing to do with that.
No, yeah. And you got to wonder if grandma is saying stuff about their mother when she's not home.
Oh, you know, it's like a little bit like, oh, your mother.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, you can't trash talk. And it's one thing, I was thinking about this, it's one thing to give the mom that note, but the kids, that's where it just throws it through the line. The kid doesn't even understand that.
Taylor is in Farmington. Your grandma did a lot of the same stuff, huh?
Yeah, and we actually, me and my little brother, ended up living with her for a while, and so did my mom, because she was a single mom. And so she's still kind of, you know, birthday card. She's like, oh, well, now you're old enough. I don't have to do anything for you. I did all this stuff. And like, she still does a lot of the same things that she did when she was little, where she'd kind of keep tabs and remind us, oh, I already did this for you. And like, for my graduation, she didn't get me a gift for graduating from high school or college, because she gave me this hand-me-down blanket with like cigarette burns in it and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, but I gave you that nice blanket, you know?
Oh, wow.
And you also lived with me. Yeah, so she's very similar. And her ex-husband, so my grandfather, the best way he explained it to us growing up is that, you know, I love her, she's family, but I just don't understand her, and we just have to set boundaries. Like, she's just a little different. It's not okay that she did this. And, you know, you can bring it up to her so many times, but sometimes you just got to pick your battles and be like, hey, you know.
I love the cigarette burns. I don't know anybody who has a blanket with that many cigarette burns. Thank you.
My favorite.
I know, right? Like, wow, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's so special.
It's unique.
Oh, Taylor, thank you for calling. We should go to Sherry in Minneapolis. What do you want to ask the mother-in-law?
You know, she's being gross. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but don't start an all-out war. I mean, you, Kelly, and your husband, sit down and talk to her. You know, we're so appreciative of what you've done. Maybe you're feeling very stressed. You need a break from the kids. You know, we want you to know we appreciate everything you've done. Please don't give these cards to our kids ever again. It's, you know, they don't understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't start an all-out war. But the patio thing is funny, but really, don't start an all-out war.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. So it's a list, this idea of taking them away, but definitely say something, huh?
Yes, especially about the kids. That's where you need to fix it. I loved that advice.
Oh,
just
I know.
Say,
she
give
just,
me the cards, not them.
She wants to annoy the or ignore the confrontation part. She's just like, I just want to take them away and not have to confront her and be done with it.
Then send her a card.
Oh, have her husband do it.
Break it down via card.
Yeah, you're right, Des. It's his mom.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Sometimes guys are just like, oh, you deal with it. It's not a big deal.
Hey, I get it. I wouldn't want to deal with my mom. I'd have somebody else do it.